We all knew that Roger was going to go. He wasn't happy. We weren't happy. I always knew we want to carry on. Nick seemed keen. I bumped into Rick in Greece on holiday that summer and talked to him about the possibility of carrying on. He was also very keen. Initially, we met up on the boat in 86. Bob Ezra and I got in because he had done The Wall with us back in 79 and had worked on some solo albums with me. I'd learnt a lot from Bob, and he's a valuable person to have on board. We started working on pieces of music that I had been writing, and come about Christmas time, we had some good shape to it. We knew it was going well. One day, I just felt this thing coming on me, which became Sorrow. I wrote 5 verses one evening. They just flowed out from nowhere in one of those great serendipitous moments that you recognize later as having been very valuable. I wrote the words first, I wrote the music afterwards, then I went in and demoed it all on the boat. I guess that was kind of a turning point. I knew that we were on a good roll and this thing was going to work. I felt confident, you know, that the record companies would want us to do an album, would be happy to take a good album from us. Obviously it was different, Roger not being there, but in some ways we felt freed up. The tensions of the last couple of albums, you know, particularly the final cut, were gone, and it was just us together writing and putting stuff down, and there was a sense of freedom and optimism. The turning away. As well as this, there was the lawsuit thing going on, which is a bit of a pain in the ass, but you know, there you go. Eventually, we moved to Los Angeles. We had a deal with Ezrin where he insisted that if he came to England for 3 or 4 months, or however long it was, God, maybe it was 6, that we'd all go and finish it off in Los Angeles. And brilliant studios in Los Angeles, and any number of great musicians that you can call up at the drop of a hat to come and take part. And of course, all the legal offices in England were shut for the night by the time the day had started in Los Angeles. The freedom of being out of touch, out of contact a little bit with all that was going on back in England, that helped the flow of it all. You know, it was fun. And of course, I had Anthony Moore on, who is a friend of mine, who is a lyricist, and he came up with some very good lyrics on that album, amongst them Learning to Fly and On the Turning Away. With that backbone to it all, several songs, we thought we were really on our way. Of course, it was a moment where there are all these new technologies burgeoning through the early 80s, lots of new synthesizers and technology that we embraced rather too readily, I think, in retrospect. To me, the one thing about the album that gave me pause for thought after we'd done it was that maybe it could be made a little bit more timeless with more of the traditional instruments that we were more used to playing with, you know, the Hammond organ, the pianos. That was something that it seemed to me that the album could benefit from. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to go back in and do some work on it again. Also, we found keyboard parts of Rick's on the Hammond that had not been used before. And we came up with a new vibe, a new feeling for the album, and it now has a slight more lightness of touch and a more timeless feel to it, I think.